This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The state of Michigan spends a huge part of its budget on prisons. In recent years, it's reduced the prison population and helped prisoners stay out of prison. Even though the program has been successful, the state plans to cut much of the program's funding. Some people who've been in and out of prison are getting out and staying out thanks to the program called Michigan Prisoner Reentry Initiative, or MPRI.
After 33 years of doing time, they finally got it right. And today I got a life. I own my own business. I'm living the American dream, you know, and it started at MPRI.
Harry Hampton has been in prison four times. When he's been released before, he got no help.
I didn't know what to do but to go back to what I was used to, selling drugs, using drugs, being a womanizer, living off of other people, never having my own place. So I didn't know how to come back and get into the mainstream of society.
That changed when he got out of prison this time. People with the Michigan Prisoner Reentry Initiative in Washtenaw County got him a place to stay, helped him get a job. MPRI is operated by community organizations in each county. In Washtenaw County, it's operated by Catholic Social Services. Mary King coordinates it.
Once we get people stabilized in housing, whether that's back with their families or in our housing, then we help them find employment, and that is no easy task.
MPRI staff persuade landlords to take in parolees, letting them know the houses will be closely monitored by them and law enforcement. It persuades employers to give parolees a chance, noting they'll show up for work because they'd risk going back to prison otherwise. MPRI also works with the parolee to get that person what they need to stay out of trouble and ultimately out of prison. The Department of Corrections admits it saved the state a lot of money. Russ Marlin is with Michigan Corrections.
We dropped a significant number of prisoners through the parole process by using our reentry program, saving hundreds of millions of dollars.
But an Auditor General's report found the Department of Corrections didn't have appropriate rules on how the MPRI money was spent by the community organizations to help parolees. Once the Snyder administration started tightening the rules, it also started cutting back. The successful prisoner reentry program once had a budget of $20 million. Next year, it will be $12 million. Critics say that amounts to the Department of Corrections dismantling a wildly successful program. Russ Marlin says the community organizations sometimes spend too freely. He says it's outrageous to pay for things such as a $100 taxicab fare for a parolee to get a job interview.
There was a lot of money that was being spent that I think any reasonable person would feel shouldn't have been spent.
Marlin says if the cuts cause the recidivism rate to go up, they can change the budget in the future. Harry Hampton doesn't understand why the Department of Corrections would cut MPRI when it's been so successful helping parolees like him become productive members of society. And I asked him what would have happened if MPRI had not been there to help him.
I hate to say this sincerely, but I probably would be back in prison, dead or out there smoking crack.
But he's not. With the help of MPRI and a friend, he's owner-operator of a transportation service called There and Back.
Life is good. Life is good.
I'm good.
With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.